Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Okay, so a veritable army descending on Minneapolis. As Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt says, Trump absolutely believes that a disgraced governor, Tim Walz, who won't be the governor for much longer since he just, you know, dropped out of the governor's race, is in fact guilty. And that was pretty clear yesterday. I mean, you don't just drop out of the governor's race because of some bad PR. The crime there is deep and wide, and he knows it. And he's, you know, basically trying to hand, I think, Trump a scalp to get him to leave him alone. But they know that fraud team is descending, Lee, on Minneapolis. Here's Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt yesterday. Let's see if we can get to play.
So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state.
Yeah, so they're not going to be dissuaded, no matter how many strings their Democrat friends pull to try to get the ICE agents kicked out of the Hilton. They're not going to be dissuaded. They're going in.
Yep.
And they need to go in. They do. And if you want to hear what desperation sounds like, here's Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, a Democrat, of course, all but low-key threatening to have ICE agents killed. Yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to them. Yeah, they could prevent violence if they just don't come here. What? And address the fraud? Listen to this. Bear with me. Sorry, this thing.
I am increasingly concerned because of the chaos that is being caused by these ICE agents that somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. Somebody is going to get seriously injured or killed. And whether that is an ICE agent or a community member, we all know the tinderbox that could explode because of it.
He doesn't want this fraud crew in Minneapolis, yeah. Lee.
Well, and these people built the tinderbox. That is
exactly. These people, I'm telling you, they're all criminally liable, and they are desperate. He continued.
We all know that the federal government is looking for reasons to deploy more and more people to Minneapolis and blue cities around the country. We all know that we cannot afford to lose a single Minneapolis resident because they showed up and decided to protect their neighbors, because they showed up and decided to express their constitutional right to free speech.
Huh?
Yeah, what is this guy talking
about?
These people, and when I'm talking about the people that are responsible for this fraud, are robbing the American taxpayer. I don't care if they're American citizens, if they're simply residents, if they're from St. Paul or Somalia. It doesn't make any difference. And this is the kind of thing that needs to be investigated all over the country, not just Minneapolis and Minnesota. But this kind of thing needs to be investigated all over the country because I believe Nick Shirley
yes.
And he was on the Riley Gaines podcast that she had, and he was saying this is going on all across the country, and I think he's absolutely right. I've felt this way for a long time that we have got rampant fraud. It exploded during the COVID pandemic era because the government made it so easy to get federal dollars. You could request federal dollars, put in a thing, and they wouldn't even require you to show there was anybody there in order to get the money.
And it's even bigger than that, because I was playing the audio yesterday. I want to play it again because I know I didn't do it in the second half of the show. You guys need to hear this, okay? Back in 2015, Obama's president, the TSA starts reporting to all these federal agencies. Somali men are moving about $1 million a week through the airport there in Minneapolis. And they saw it. And before they were done, Minneapolis PD, Minneapolis State PD, Homeland Security Investigations, FBI, IRS, they were pulling warrants on these Somali daycares in 2015. They were sitting and surveilling them in the parking lot. and noticing there was nobody there. Nobody was coming in. Nobody was coming out. And this was obviously massive fraud. And then somehow it all got shut down. So this has been going on for a very long time. This is one of the people that helped kick that off. She is a TSA agent, and she's talking about the Somali men moving $1 million a week through the airport. Now, they formed their own private company, and they declared the cash, okay? And so what they kept reporting to the federal government, okay, yes, they're legally moving the cash through, but where is the cash coming from? And that ultimately tipped off this massive investigation that the Obama administration squashed back in 2015. Here's the TSA agent.
The suitcases came in, and it was always, the MO was always two Somalian men traveling in pairs. And so the process was, as a TSA agent, we would pull the bag, and then we'd bring them to a private screening room. And we would open the suitcase and make sure that that's all it was stacks of cash. A Leo would come and maybe question them and for sure take a picture of their identification. There is a trail out there. And if they'd like to find all this cash, they should start at the airport. Because in the 5 years I was there, I believe $1 billion went through the airport.
And that right there, Lee, that's why Trump's surging 2,000 fraud and immigration investigators into Minneapolis.
Well, there's only one reason that you have suitcases full of cash.
$1 billion.
There's only one reason, because you're trying to hide the transaction. I mean,
why would you just transfer a bank wire?
Exactly. The last time you bought a house, the last time you bought a car, any major purchase, you didn't show up with a suitcase full of cash.
No.
You wrote a check or made an electronic funds transfer or whatever. You don't do that. Not even in 2015. We still had things were doing things digitally even back then, even though that was 11 years ago. I mean, good grief. There's only one reason you show up at an airport with a suitcase full of cash.
Yeah, you're sending it to Al-Shabaab and you don't want the wire transfers. Okay, so the suitcases full of cash, these TSA agents and managers started going to federal prosecutors, Homeland Security, okay? That's how Jeremy Christensen, he is now retired Homeland Security fraud investigator. He does immigration and fraud. He was put on the ground in 2015. All these people in Minneapolis were involved in it. Again, the police, the state police. And he lists some of them. Take a listen to what this is back in 2015 before they pulled the plug on it.
I was an HSI agent for 16 years in my 30-year law enforcement career. Back around 2015-ish, a case landed on my desk one day from my supervisor, basically advising me that the state was running a fraud case regarding daycare fraud in Minneapolis through Health and Human Services or Department of Human Services. And they had a task force put together, and they wanted HSI to participate, based on our money skills and our immigration skills and so forth like that. Personnel of various law enforcement agencies, the Health and Human Services, BCA, St. Paul PD, Minneapolis PD. And it was all revolving around fraudulent daycares. They were setting up sham daycares, fake bills, fake students, or just enrolling students that never came, which is all fake daycares. That's the easiest way to explain it. And then over the next several months, we executed several search warrants throughout South Minneapolis, Lake Street, and different areas at these daycares. Now one of the daycares I served warrants on, not one person was ever present, just empty buildings, stacks of invoices and student records of people that our surveillance showed never went there. Nobody ever came in and out of these daycares. It was just completely empty from my experience. Never was occupied daycare. And like I said, we worked that for 3-4 months. I was assigned that case just as a support person to assist with anything needing as far as financial. And ultimately, the task force just kind of went away. Not sure whatever happened to it. The meetings, I would get email notices when their next planning meeting, what we're going
to
do next.
He said he went to the DOJ federal prosecutors after it was shut down because of what he had seen, and he couldn't get anywhere. That was 2015, Lee. 2015. Yeah. So you got Jacob Frey, the mayor, all but issuing death threats to ICE, I bet. I can't imagine what we're going to find. And that doesn't even count. Did you hear me play the audio earlier? What's happened on X is that a Republican who worked with Doge... Mm-hmm. She's brilliant with databases. She went and found over 50,000 businesses that have the same appearance of fraud, many of them Somali run, but many run by many other Democrat interest groups, mm-hmm. voter groups. and they're in every state. She published them so that people on the ground could then take their cell phones like Nick Shirley and go out and stand in front and see if it's real. 50,000 businesses, federally funded.
Yeah.
Well, hold on with the music real quick. Let me tell you, I'm going to give you a heads up what one of them found in California. Iranian-run daycare. Nobody is there. Bars over the door. $42 million he's been given in federal funds over the years. $4 million he's donated to Democrat Karen Bass's mayoral campaigns. Lee, he pulls up on camera into the parking lot driving a Rolls Royce.
Oh, of course.
Nobody's in the daycare. Oh, and as he's talking to the interviewer, the kid who's, you know, doing the YouTube videos, he's got a Rolex watch on. He could barely speak English. He's Iranian. So I guess it's the beginning of the Iranian daycare fraud investigation.
Yeah.
And you know what happened, folks? Democrats didn't just teach Somalis how to do this. They taught all of their voter groups how to do this. You know why? Because when you are trying to create a one-party system with your voter drive and you bring 20 million people in here, 4 million on immigrant visas, and the rest come over that border. Well, I mean, you're not even, Joe Biden's economy was so bad, he wasn't even creating jobs. Net, some years, I mean, some quarters, averaged out to 60,000 jobs a month for the whole country. You can't bring in 20 million people and you're not creating any jobs. You got to feed them. You got to house them. They won't come. They won't vote Democrat. What do you do? Fraud. And that's what's going on here. Fraud. You need fraud. You got to stash them everywhere. You got to get them daycare, funded to money. You know, 88% welfare usage rate. Commit fraud to get them onto welfare. 700,000 on the food stamps. Fraudulently illegal immigrants removed. That was a month ago. Got to stash them there. Got to stash them here. You can't put all 20 million on the food stamp rolls. That'd be obvious. So you got to do all kinds of other fraud. And we're about to get it. And that is why Jacob Frey is issuing death threats to ICE agents. He is, by the way, the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis. Although at this rate, probably not for much longer.